Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app here on Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. There was a lot of talk around town yesterday about the idea of the Richmond Flying Squirrels returning to AAA to be affiliated with the Washington Nationals. And I realize there are a lot of moving parts here. And this could be years down the road. It could be with the opening of CarMax Park, but I kind of think it's going to end up being years down the road. My take is, though, it needs to happen. It needs to happen eventually. So many of my listeners love to share their stories, their memories of seeing the great Richmond Braves at the Diamond, and how amazing it was to witness them get called up to the big leagues, play for the Braves, and win big. I personally don't hear the same stories about the Flying Squirrels and the Richmond Giants, the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the San Francisco Giants. Like, there have been amazing squirrels who went on to get called up by the Giants and win with the Giants, but I don't think the love is the same, and I think it's because of the distance. How many Nationals fans would be more committed to going to Squirrels games, following the Squirrels, buying Squirrels merchandise if they were an affiliate of a local team once again? Double A or Triple A, I don't think it really matters. I'd like Triple A, but more importantly to me is connecting the Flying Squirrels with a local franchise. It could be the Atlanta Braves. It could be the Washington Nationals. I think it could even be, you know, the Baltimore Orioles. I think it just eventually has to get done. And it's on Major League Baseball, not on the Flying Squirrels. It's on Major League Baseball to eventually bring Richmond back to the AAA level or get them affiliated with a local team once again. Phone lines are open throughout the show, 833-804-0910. We'll go on the fast break with AWOD, discuss the 10 best players in this year's NBA Finals. We'll catch up with Bill Roth, Cowan Gates Hokies update, the play-by-play voice of Virginia Tech football, and the Richmond Commander every day at 1 p.m., the question of the day, who could be Washington's X Factor this upcoming season? 833-804-0910. Tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air, but you know how we like to start the show, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
Yesterday's breaking news in the NBA, Tom Thibodeau fired after 5 seasons in charge of the New York Knicks. A huge shakeup in the NBA's Eastern Conference. The Knicks pulling a shocking move, firing Tom Thibodeau. This season's playoff run was the deepest postseason run by the Knicks in a quarter century. They got past the Boston Celtics, the defending champions. They lose to the Indiana Pacers. Thibodeau got this team to win 50-plus games. I mean, unbelievable playoff success. I get it. You wanted to make it to the NBA Finals. You got a step closer than last year. I don't understand why they make this move. Alan Hahn covers the NBA. He believes it's player-driven. Let's take a listen.
This feels player-driven. This feels like something that throughout the season there have been rumblings about players who are not happy with their roles, confused by their roles, lack of accountability with certain players sometimes throughout the season when it comes to defense or assignments or other things like that. It has been building throughout the season, but it was something that you felt like the players publicly and most of the lead players, especially Jalen Brunson, you heard his final statements of the season were in support of Tom Thibodeau. It just seemed like that you just keep moving forward and you make your adjustments. It did not seem that it was going to reach a point where they would make a drastic move like this, but the players in their exit interviews with front office and also ownership, enough of that information was collected to feel like if a move was going to be made, you got to make it now. So I would very much put this on the players.
I don't know if I can agree with that, that it's player-driven. When you talk about Jalen Brunson is their best player, and he was in support of Thibodeau. His father's on the coaching staff. I think if he had issues with the coaching staff, he'd let his dad know. It feels more like another crazy move from general manager, owner of the New York Knicks, trying to make something happen. I mean, who are you going to end up hiring that's better than Tom Thibodeau? The best coaches are all in jobs right now. You're not going to get them to move away. Doesn't make any sense. NBA Finals begin Thursday. It's AWOD versus the world, taking the massive underdog Indiana Pacers to win the NBA Finals. Stephen A. Smith with a preview on ESPN.
The amount of tenacious, rabid bodies that they can throw at you just seems to be a bit overwhelming for anybody in the league. So I'm hoping it's going to be an entertaining series, that Indiana will figure out and find a way to put points up on the board to make it interesting. But it's just hard to imagine that anybody is going to be able to do that continuously against these young bunch of piranhas coming at you who hang their hat on defense. And they say no matter what we're doing offensively and no matter how much we struggle, we going to make sure you don't beat us. And that's their attitude.
Look, I understand the Thunder are a really good team. They won 60-plus games the regular season. They had a chip on their shoulder after getting knocked out last year. But they've never won the NBA Finals, right? So they've never won the Finals with this group of guys here. So I don't think it's going to be a walk in the park. I don't think they're going to sweep the Indiana Pacers. In fact, I'm pretty confident if the Pacers steal one game on the road, they're going to have all the confidence in the world that they can win this series. That's why it's going to be crucial. Game one, Thursday night. We move over to the NHL. Talk some puck on the sports app. Florida against Edmonton tonight. Stanley Cup Finals, game one. It's going to be a good one. Last year, two teams met in the finals, went seven games. Game one, series starts tonight on TNT, Panthers against the Oilers. Here is McDavid with a bit of a preview.
Obviously, just haven't gone through it, know what to expect. Less emotional. I said that after, you know, game five there in Dallas. The whole thing just feels less emotional, a little bit more normal, so that's obviously a good thing.
It's a lot of emotions here in Edmonton. What would it mean to bring a cup back here?
We got lots of work to do before that. Got a great team in front of us in the Panthers. They got all our focus.
Game one tonight. Move over to Major League Baseball on the sports app. Nationals began their first game of a series at home against the Chicago Cubs. Nats came into the game winning four of their last five. And in the first inning, once again, they get a crooked number thanks to Luis Garcia Jr., who's been batting much better at the plate in the last few weeks. RBI single. It's 1-0 Nats. Let's take a listen to the call.
Trying to pick up the game's first run with Abrams at third. Here's the set. And the 1-2 delivery. Swing a line drive left field. That's down for a base hit. The Nationals take the lead. Abrams trots in to score. Garcia delivers a single to left. Nationals 1, Cubs nothing.
The young Nats continue to play well at the plate. Abrams grounded RBI to give the Nats a 2-1 lead in the third. Wood got a sac fly. It's 3-1. But in the fourth and the fifth inning, the Cubs got to Trevor Williams, and they get the victory 8-3. Nats will face off against the Cubs later this afternoon. That will be a 6:45 first pitch from Nats Park with your ace, Mackenzie Gore, on the mound. Orioles in action. Baltimore needing a victory, and they got one over the Mariners. 5-1, a solo home run for the Orioles as they take a 3-1 lead from Couser. Let's take a listen to the call.
Colton Couser leading things off. This is shot deep out to left field. A Rosarena chasing after it, nearing the wall, looking, and it's gone.
So the O's win 5-1. They'll be in action again today against the Mariners. Late game, 9:40. First pitch for this is a Baltimore team that I believe you've won four straight, right? Turn it around
four
a little
straight.
Bit here. Four straight wins for the O's. We'll see if they can keep it going against the Mariners. We move over to tennis, a little French Open, Roland Garros action on the sports app. Unfortunately, yesterday saw the two American men that advanced all the way to the quarterfinals go down, and they went down big. Carlos Alcaraz takes down American Tommy Paul, the 12th-ranked American. 6-love, 6-1, 6-4 straight sets. Lorenzo Musetti, I told you, had already defeated Tiafoe a year ago in a Grand Slam quarterfinals. Knocked him out again. 6-2, 4-6, 7-5, 6-2. So your American men are finished. We move over to women's tennis at the French Open, and that's where we get to the good news. Coco Gauff comes from behind to defeat American Madison Keys after dropping the first set in a tiebreak, 6-7. She wins 6-4, 6-1 to advance to the semifinals and Roland Garros for the 2025 French Open. I am looking forward to that one. It's going to be a ton of fun. Coco Gauff, of course, won the U.S. Open in 2023. That put her on the map. So she has advanced to the semifinals. And waiting for her will be the winner of Sabalenka against Swiatek in the other semifinal. Those are the best two women in tennis right now. We close out the sports app with the NFL. Seahawks coach Mike McDonald makes it very clear Sam Darnold is QB1, scoffing at the notion that Sam Darnold won't start week one of this upcoming NFL season. Cowboys are in the news because corner Trayvon Diggs has been absent, not shown up, and now he's facing possible salary cuts for absences at Cowboys OTAs. Cowboys will begin their season on the road against the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles Thursday, September 4th. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It's AUDACY. Gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, then pick up right where you left off. We like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. Call us, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910, or tweet us at 910TheFan, at AWOD Radio. If it's good tweet, we'll read it on air. 1 p.m., the Richmond Commander. Today's question of the day, who could be Washington's X Factor this season? We catch up with our buddy Michael Phillips right now for a little crosstalk. Where in the world is MP on the mic? What's up, man?
Minneapolis, Minnesota. Great to be checking in with you, Adam. My hotel room has a view of U.S. Bank Stadium, where the Commanders will be playing later this year. And they're all big games because Jaden Daniels is playing. But that, with the way the Vikings played last year and the expectations they'll have, and Kevin O'Connell's got some Washington ties, I think that will be a particularly fun one.
What is Minnesota known for? Are they known for any kind of food or anything like that?
There is a kind of hamburger that is unique to Minnesota. Do you know the name of it?
I do not.
It is the Juicy Lucy.
Oh, I've had that.
They stuff the cheese inside the patty.
Yeah.
So when you bite into the burger, like a little rushing flow of cheese lava comes out it scalds you and makes you remember how great it is to be alive.
Yeah, I've had it at Boulevard Burger and Fries. But why does Minnesota get credit for inventing it? What about Minnesota people makes them want to put cheese in their burgers? I don't know.
They're a hearty crew. We went last night for dinner to, it was an Argentinian pizza place. I would say, well, it wasn't like wild. It was very traditional pizza, but they put like chorizo on it instead of pepperoni, like that kind of thing. But I was pleased. It was a good start.
So we got Michael with us here. That means it's time for a little crosstalk here on AWOD Radio.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
So, Michael, you know I love to get the professor to weigh in on today's question of the day, who could be Washington's X Factor this season. But I think to start the conversation, we need to establish who was Washington's X Factor this past season, Michael?
Ooh, I like that. Because Jaden Daniels is such an obvious answer. Like, I feel like it's the textbook correct answer. He was so much better than even they thought he would be. He lifted everybody. I'm certainly thinking of Zach Ertz as a candidate. Another guy who, like, I feel like for X Factor, you almost have to go with non-name recognition. I just named two guys who everybody's heard of. And my third guy is going to be the same because Bobby Wagner helped lift the defense out of that midseason funk. Mike Sanders still, I'm still naming guys people know, but I think people sleep on how good he was last year, the ability to play multiple positions as a rookie, the ability to adapt and adjust to multiple demands and still be really good as the season went on. I think he was awesome last year. And your guest earlier this week, Tyler Biadasz at center, I think is absolutely candidate number one if we're talking about why the offensive line improved year over year. I thought he was excellent calling out the protections, making sure people were accounted for. Who do you like? Is your guy on that list?
Yeah, you know, you great list. So X factor, professor, a variable in a given situation that could have the most significant impact on the outcome, a noteworthy special talent. The X factor for this past season, like I don't think you say Jaden Daniels. You don't consider a quarterback an X factor.
Yeah.
You named a lot of good players. I think the name that's staring right in my face is Austin Ekeler, because at the beginning of the season, before he got hurt, and then even when he came back from that injury, it was like, man, if we need a first down, if we need an explosive play, put the ball in Austin Eckler's hands. And then maybe Noah Brown or a Frankie Louvu come to mind as well.
And you know, it's certainly wild, as we thought at the start of the season, Brian Robinson would be that guy. And I don't think anybody's written off B-Rob, but he's entering a contract year. And if this were a year from now, you wouldn't re-sign him, I don't think, based off of what we saw this year. So there's a little bit of pressure on him. He's the one who needs to be getting those tough yards, getting those first downs, getting those third down and short conversions so Jaden Daniels doesn't have to run for it on fourth down and short. I think there's a lot of pressure on him this year. And I love the Austin Ekeler pick. He's a difference maker. He contributed on kick returns too, which was not a minor contribution. And I think he was just, I enjoyed interacting with him. I enjoyed our chats with him. I thought he brought a nice energy.
Yeah, he also caught a chicken wing from some lunatic radio host. But I think the best thing about Ekeler being an X factor was, at one point this season, he was averaging a first down every touch, right? That's the kind of X factor that we're looking for. I think you nailed it defensively, Mikey Sainer still. We did not know what to expect.
That is kind of, as you give the textbook definition there, right? There needs to be a little element of surprise to your X factor guy, a little bit of, he's a guy who, was drafted highly, but at the same time, you don't count on anybody to be able to jump in NFL year one, intercept the quarterback of the one seed in the entire NFC in a playoff game in their house. I mean, or you look at individual contributions. My goodness, he just seemed to be right there when they needed a play. You love guys like that. I view him as the Terry McLaurin of the defense, right? Terry's never going to be like the flashiest guy, and he's never going to be a global superstar. But man, I just see a really good work ethic and a guy who seems to be in all the right places at the right time.
All right, so we're on the same page. Offensively, Austin Ekeler. Defensively, Mikey Sainer still. Guys that you expected them to get on the field, but maybe not be stars for this team this season. A lot of rookies are going to come to mind for me. Like, I'm thinking Jalen Lane right away.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, that's such an easy call. I was going Jalen Lane as well because, the original X factor, Dante Hall, of course, made his name as a kick returner, right? I was going to pull my Kansas City Chiefs hat on there for a minute. The X factor was you play offense, you play defense, and then he can flip the field in one return. I would love for Jalen Lane to do that a couple times this year. That'd be a ton of fun. Amos, of course, I think has, Sanders still like potential. If he had a rookie year as good as Sanders still, I think everybody would leave pretty happy. Yeah, you're always going to be looking at the rookies. And then, I'm curious as well what we get from, in year two, Luke McCaffrey. Mm. I think that there's snaps to go around. I talked about that for a bit on my show. There's not going to be as much to tight end because your offensive line's so much better. You don't need as much John Bates helping the offensive line this year, hopefully. That's more snaps for wide receivers and more chances for them to get open run routes and be available. I think for Luke McCaffrey, that's an opportunity he needs to take advantage of here in year two in the NFL.
I like that. I like that answer. Defensively, Michael, last year, and we talked about how much of an X factor I thought Frankie Louvu was, because I heard he was good, right? Our friends that cover the Panthers told me you're going to love him right away, and I am the leader of the Louvu Love Club. I do love him. Maybe Adam Peters is really on to something with Will Harris. Could he be an X factor? If he is an upgrade over Jeremy Chinn, I mean, wow, that's going to improve the defense.
You turn on the tape and he's a hard hitter, Adam, right? He gets after it. He levels people. He's got that violence and that aggression. I'm not gonna disservice him by saying it reminds me of a certain guy who used to be here who the fans all loved, because that's a disservice to him. He's his own guy. But man, you watch the tape and you just see that's a guy who lives for making contact, bringing offensive players down. I think he will be a fan favorite quickly. The performance, as you note, is up in the air. We'll see. But I think fans will love his physicality, his swagger, his style. On up front, I wish I had a name for you. I wish I could say, I think this guy is going to get 8 sacks this year. I think this guy is going to wreck opposing quarterbacks this year. I don't know who it is, and I don't see any of them being that guy. But if one of them could somehow rise to that level, it would do a lot of good things for this defense.
Yeah, and this is not an X factor. This is our topic from yesterday, a guy we hope could be the most improved Commander. But if Brandon Coleman is a star, a stud at guard, the offensive line takes a massive leap too.
Oh, no question. I asked a couple people on my flight. I was texting with some people who had seen the practices so far. I said, give me a name. They said Deron Payne. They said Deron Payne looks really good this offseason. Has had some good practices put together, some good performances. Don't sleep on him, not as a numbers guy, not as a stats guy, but we talk about that run defense, and he'll be the first to tell you it wasn't good enough last year. You have to stop the run to win in the NFL. They just didn't do it often enough. He's going to be the center of that package this year, very much literally so. Swallowing up space inside, bringing down running backs. If the run game improves, it's going to start right there.
And I believe the Commanders can get out of Daron Payne's contract if it does not work out this season. So it could be one of those play-to-get-paid situations.
I believe that is correct as well. And as we've seen with Jonathan Allen, they're nothing bolted down here. If you're not wearing 5 or 17, you're subject to be moved along at any given time.
That is Michael Phillips. MP on the mic can be heard Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 noon. I'm AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Hokies. We got the Cone Gates Hokies update with Bill Roth. Talk Virginia Tech football at 1:30. Frank Maloney to talk UVA. And we'll go out in the fast break with AWOD talking all things NBA at about 2:15. Phone lines are open throughout the show, 833-804-0910. You can chime in right now, 833-804-0910. We've been talking about the Commanders' possible X factor in 2025. Right, and Stubb, I came up with last season being Austin Ekeler and maybe Frankie Louvu, and Michael said Mikey Sainer still. I like that because it was a guy that you didn't know what you were going to get from. And Austin Ekeler, like, I loved him his entire time in the National Football League. I kind of thought there was a chance that he was over the hill and too old and wasn't going to stay healthy. And he did deal with the injuries, the concussions, unfortunately. But for the most part, he was a massive X factor last season. Just like was a walking, living, breathing first down at times in the season, right? And then Sainer still defensively, and Frankie Louvu as well. But none of us expected the type of season Jaden Daniels had. So if you want to argue that Jaden Daniels was last season's X factor, all right, fine. That's the obvious answer. I'll give it to you. And I wanted to play some Jaden audio because he sat down with the Commanders' in-house reporter, Brian Colbert Jr. But, like, think about this, Stubb. So I watched that whole interview. You can check it out, commanders.com. Stubb, Jaden Daniels is sitting in a room in which the entire wallpaper around him, behind him, everything in that room is photos from this past season. It's images of Jaden Daniels throwing the football, catching it. It's just crazy to me that, like, the Commanders media room is designed, and it's all Jaden. He's been here a year and a month, basically. All right? I mean, I think that's just so crazy to me. He's our savior. And yet he's barely been here.
It's incredible. That's got to be such a weird thing.
Right. You're sitting in a room that you know last year had photos of other people.
It's all pictures of you.
Right.
That's just got to be weird.
Yeah. And look, he played so many games last year, played every game, played the two playoff games that we won and the Eagles game. And he went through so much. And the physical toll after the season probably had to have been so difficult for him. And I hope he did have a time to kind of relax and chill out a little bit before he gets back to his craft. Let's take a listen to Jaden Daniels talking about improving in the offseason and how important it is for him to have his first official offseason in the National Football League.
Yeah, I think just for me, it's like, okay, what can I do better? Can I add some more armor on, to withstand enough, 17 games or hopefully more? It was a long season last year, so it's like, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. Now I have a kind of idea this is what I'm getting myself into going into year two. Now it's like, okay, put the team around me, ask questions, ask vets, ask, people, reach out to other individuals, like, how did you navigate your first offseason? How did you navigate this? And, kind of take bits and pieces from it. But honestly, I really got that advice from Bobby Wagner. So wow. He gave me that advice. We were having a conversation, and he was like, man, this is what he did his first offseason. He hit up a whole bunch of people. And, they gave him advice like, I think this works. It works for me. This works for him. We'll see. I'm going to try it. So,
I mean, my favorite thing about Jaden Daniels is just his commitment to trying to learn and trying to get better. But I think he kind of confirmed what everybody was saying. Oh, look at the photos of Jaden. Click and zoom. Look at his arms. Look at his biceps. Look at his legs. He did try to put on some extra armor, put on some extra weight this season so that he could last another full season and the playoffs. And so you know, I know that he basically said that's what he wanted to do. He's getting advice from others, and it is so crucial that he does take steps forward this year, because every defensive coordinator in the league is going to be gunning for Jaden Daniels. Let's hear his personal expectations for season two, QB1 for the Washington Commanders.
Just take a next step, be able to continue to grow. I think the biggest thing for me is, you know, being the best version of myself day in and day out, no matter if I'm tired, energized, you know, I still got to go in there and look myself in the mirror every day. It's like, how can I get better?
How can I get better? He set the expectation. The veterans in the locker room have certainly helped him. He mentioned Bobby Wagner. I'm sure Terry McLaurin as well. And that's what Adam Peters deserves more credit for than what he's been given, was for Jaden to have success. You really did have to be smart with the players that you brought in around him and make sure that it, you know, first off, even your backup quarterback, Marcus Mariota, right? Not a guy that was going to really compete to take the job, but he ended up being a great mentor for Jaden in his first season. We all talked about how in that Falcons game, he said, hey, calm down, relax, use your God-given abilities, and go win us that football game. And that's exactly what Jaden Daniels was able to do. Dan Quinn went on the Jim Rome show, and Jim Rome was asking DQ about Jaden Daniels' remarkable season. I love this from your head coach.
Yeah, he's remarkable, Jim. I probably didn't know. I mean, all along, like OTAs, working at it hard, and in the training camp, and we got worked our first game. We were down in Tampa Bay and lost. And then going into our next game, need a field goal to go win it. It was a tied game. And, like, you could see, man, the smile right before our two-minute drill began. Like, I have been waiting for this chance, Q. And so, okay, let's see how he does. And, like, from that moment on, you really felt him step into those spaces. And to me, that's what separates, you know, the quarterback position, those guys in those spaces at the end of the half, at the end of the games, where they're able to, you know, do their thing, whether the play breaks down, they're outside using their legs, they convert a first down that way. And he has that quality, that it factor in the biggest moments, Jim. So I learned it early. Maybe it was our second game. We ended up beating the Giants here in our home opener. But that was the start of it for me when I saw it got really tight. That was like exactly the space he was supposed to be in.
Love that insight from your head coach. And really, the Commanders kind of lucked out because the momentum carried throughout the rest of the season. Week one, as he mentioned, you lose to the Bucs. And it wasn't Jaden's fault. The defense let Mike Evans run rampant. But the Giants game, and we know the Giants aren't a good team, right? And yet, Washington was struggling. They were kicking field goal after field goal. And as Dan talked about, Jaden was relishing that opportunity late in that game, knowing, hey, I'm going to get an opportunity to go win it, to get my first game-winning drive in the National Football League. And he did. And he made the most of that opportunity, and then it continued. It was like the snowball effect. Game-winning drive against the Giants, then a perfect game against the Bengals, then an unbelievable game against the Cardinals, then the Browns game where they blew them out and he didn't have to play the fourth quarter. It was like the little moment there where Jaden got an opportunity, he made the most of it, and it built and it built and built, and all of a sudden you were looking at a QB that was a rookie that wasn't playing like a rookie because he had the utmost confidence in himself and his team's ability to come back and win a football game. And that continued throughout the rest of the season. You know, this is a guy that is obviously the most important piece on the offense. He's the most important piece on the team. That's why we were just talking about how he's sitting in a room and the entire wallpaper behind him is pictures of Jaden Daniels, JD5, making things happen. And I thought this was an interesting quote that he said in the interview. He said, I've got to handle my side. Adam Peters has to handle his side. Dan Quinn has to handle his side. It's all about a collective. And I really do think that's really intelligent and smart for a young quarterback to say here, not thinking like he has to go out and score 35 points a game because the defense is going to struggle. No, that's Dan Quinn's job, all right? Peter's job was to make the right draft selections and to bring in talent for Jaden to throw the ball to. You had Jalen Lane, you had Debo Samuel, and a bulked up offensive line. That's exactly the recipe for success for Jaden Daniels in season two. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe.
That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Breaking news on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, powered by Odyssey, is brought to you by BetQL.
Breaking news here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein, and the Phoenix Suns are hiring a new coach. Cleveland Cavaliers assistant Jordan Ott is the franchise's new head coach. Sources tell Sham Sharnia of ESPN. Ott has been an NBA assistant since 2012. A strong background of an offensive and defensive mind, creativity, player development, and communication. He's going to certainly have to need all of that to help this struggling Phoenix Suns franchise, who spent a lot of money on Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker, but have not had the success they hoped for in the postseason this year, failing to advance to the NBA postseason. So breaking news on The Fan, the Suns have a new coach. It is Cleveland Cavaliers assistant Jordan Ott. He was the assistant for the Cavs, who had the best record in the Eastern Conference this season. Gets a head coaching opportunity with the Phoenix Suns. That's breaking news, according to ESPN's Sham Sharnia on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So the NBA Finals don't begin until tomorrow, but there's been breaking NBA news all week long. Coaches hired and coaches fired. Tom Thibodeau out in New York. And the Phoenix Suns have just hired a new coach. We just broke that news, according to Sham Sharnia of ESPN. Assistant coach for the Cavs, Jordan Ott, will be the franchise's new head coach of the Phoenix Suns. And I don't think anybody struggled to deal with expectations this season more than the 36-46 Phoenix Suns, who finished the bottom of the Pacific Division in the NBA this season. And they just have a loaded roster, and then no bench. And they also don't have a center. I mean, they have scorers. 26 points per game, Kevin Durant. 25 points per game, Devin Booker. Nearly 20 points per game, Bradley Beal. Grayson Allen can score. Tyus Jones isn't terrible. They just have no bench. They have no bench. They really don't have a starting center. They did not play defense. And I wonder, was Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, or Bradley Beal checked out at any point during this season as they continue to lose games and were officially later on eliminated from postseason contention. If you want to chime in, talk all things NBA, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. We'll get back into the NBA, 215 on the fast break with AWOD. But we do have inside radio news here at Odyssey Richmond. This is AWOD Radio. I'm Adam Epstein. We got Christopher Carlson, Stubb, the ultimate producer, run the ones and twos behind the glass. Stubb, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man.
And we've got a new person in the building that will be serving as the 910 The Fan intern this summer. Our listening audience, welcome in Griffin Wright to the show. What's going on, Griffin?
What's going on, guys? Happy to be here.
Yeah, couple days on the job here, and you automatically made me a fan of this guy when I found out that he was a Commanders fan. Stuff. He's never been to a game, though. No. So, as the home of the Commanders, I'm going to make that a personal goal to get Griffin some tickets this season.
Yeah, that I mean, I went to my first Falcons overtime game.
Yeah.
So, got to get on it. That was a good one.
Absolutely. So, we'll get you to a Commanders game. But welcome to Richmond. Welcome to Odyssey 910 The Fan, man.
I'm really happy to be here. Thank you for having me. This is really cool. I've been listening to y'all guys since I was young, going to high school, going to middle school with my dad.
Yeah. So and so you grew up in this area, like all of elementary school, high school in the Richmond area. What high school were you at?
I went to Trinity Episcopal.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were you an athlete there?
I was.
What'd you play?
I played soccer and basketball.
Okay.
Yes.
And so, Stubb, he is at High Point University now, and we talked about this on the show. High Point made an unbelievable comeback in their conference championship game. I believe it was against Winthrop. Yep. And so they come back and they win the game and they make it to the NCAA tournament. And then all of a sudden there was a video on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, even on Good Morning America, of two High Point student broadcasters calling the game and reacting as their team came back and won. And so I said, oh, you went to High Point? Did you hear about that video? I was like, yeah, I think there was I recognize a blonde kid in the video. And he goes, I was the other kid. Griffin went viral this past college basketball season, man. So how cool was that experience, dude?
Oh man, it was actually I didn't really sink in. I didn't really understand what was going on at first because it was just doing something I love.
Yeah.
So obviously, I have a lot of passion for college basketball and going to High Point and seeing our first March Madness appearance. Like that video was just my honest reaction that I would have for any other my teams. So that was probably the best part about it. It was just me being myself. I wasn't faking it. That was like a genuine reaction.
So all season long, were you doing play-by-play and color for High Point basketball?
Yep, basically. So High Point's got a club that we try to get a lot of students in on radio or ESPN Plus. So me and my boy Jimmy, the guys you saw, were on ESPN Plus a lot, and then we have the new kids. They do radio. Being the Big South tournament, they didn't let us do ESPN Plus there, so we just took the radio, paid our own money, went to Johnson City, Tennessee, which is in the middle of nowhere. It's beautiful, but it's in the middle of nowhere. East Tennessee State, I think, is the college.
Yeah.
And
what seed was High Point coming into the tournament?
One.
Oh, so they were the one seed.
Oh, yeah, we were
but
nice.
But they were down by as much as, what, 20-plus?
15, with 15 minutes left to go.
Wow.
And I thought it was it.
Yeah.
I genuinely thought it was it.
I mean, and Stubb, if you've seen this video, the reason it's so cool is because, what's your buddy's name?
Jimmy.
Jimmy's reactions.
Jimmy's going crazy?
He's losing his mind as Winthrop hits another three after another three, and then Jimmy and Griffin start getting into it as all of a sudden the lead goes from 15 to 12 to 10 to 9.
Yeah.
And then did you win in regulation or overtime?
We did. We killed him. I think we went on a 24-2 run.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I love college basketball. Yeah. I always say conference tournaments are more fun than the NCAA tournament.
Oh, yes.
That's 100%. The rivalries. So you have this awesome moment there, and so you took it upon yourself to edit the clips together to let people know what the comeback was like. And it was, what I think is cool is, it's his generation. I don't understand this, Stubb, and it's your generation too. I would never not watch a game and just watch somebody's reactions.
Yeah.
But your generation loves to do that, and so you kind of knew that was an idea as you edited it all together.
Yeah, I actually got the idea from, I think it was Kevin Harlan, when Kia Clark threw the against Furman.
And he's like, did I just witness that?
Yes, that's exactly what was in my head.
Yeah.
Obviously, it wasn't at that kind of a moment, but I was like, oh, because we did a live Instagram, and people were like, oh, we're only coming back to watch your reactions. I was like, oh, I could pull like a Kevin Harlan real quick. And so I just edited the videos, and I wasn't expecting anything. I thought my mom would see it and be like, oh, this is cute, you know? And then it's suddenly, ESPN DM'd me. I was like, let me post it. I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I mean, since then, it's gone massively viral. I love the part of the story you told me that High Point comes to wake you up and says you're doing an interview.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it's Good Morning America.
Yeah, they woke us up 6 a.m. here, knock on my door, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, I'm trying to sleep because I just got back from Providence, and we lost to Purdue. I'm sad.
Yeah.
And I got a knock on my door at 6 a.m. Hey, you got to come with us. Get ready. Put a suit on. And so I'm in sweatpants, but I have a suit on, and I go back. I see Jimmy. Jimmy's a mess. He's not a morning person, and he's like, "Dude, what are we doing?" I'm like, "Whatever." They put like a monitor in front of us,
yeah.
And all you see is the Good Morning America symbol. And I was like, "What?" And it's quick, so I didn't really realize. And then the anchors were on, and in the video, and people who watch it can see me. I'm yawning, and right when I see the Good Morning American people, I snap out of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh God, this is for real.
I love it. I mean, when I saw that, I was like, man, that's something that Barstool would pick up immediately.
Yeah.
I'm sure they probably reached out to you. So we're glad to have you here at 910 The Fan as an intern this summer. So welcome to the show, man. Thank you so much for being our intern.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Absolutely. So our question of the day on the Richmond Commander is, who could be Washington's X factor this season? What is the first name that comes to your mind?
Well, obviously, I was listening to y'all. Obviously, you think about X-Factor, you think about Jaden, Terry, you know, Frankie, Bobby. I was thinking about the rookie, Trey Amos.
Okay.
I think when you look at what the Commanders needed, especially on that defensive side, I mean, Marshawn Lattimore struggled. I mean, that game against the Bucks, that was tough. That was a tough watch. I was watching it with a Tampa Bay fan. That was a tough one. But I watched Trey. I watched him at Ole Miss. I went to one of the Ole Miss games. That dude's a dog.
Yeah.
He's a dog. He's athletic.
And he's what we need.
Yes, 100%.
I mean, the secondary absolutely needs to be improved. Who do you think could be Washington's X factor this season? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. The Richmond Commander coming up next.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.